This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, November 22nd, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio in this very kind of brisk Washington, D.C. day. Nevertheless, we're waiting for your phone calls. Give us a call. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've tried, you've applied, you've done everything you can think of. Well, here's an opportunity. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. We've got one today, and we have a guest in studio, somebody that is a very dear friend and somebody who I respect professionally above most, and somebody that is going to educate you today on an area of his expertise and one that we refer out to on a regular basis. First, I'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Chung. Hey, Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Tom, for having me here today.
Yeah, listen, it's a pleasure always. I always learn so much from you when we're sitting here going back and forth. It makes me revisit a lot of things that you are so capable at handling, and the area that we're talking about, and many of you know that Dr. Michael has been around the Washington metropolitan area for a long time. He practices in Oakton. His practice is called Soft Touch Dental. If you're stuck particularly on the subject that we're going to talk about, there's really nobody out there that's better than this guy. And I want to educate you today because this is really, really an important area that most people kind of bypass. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the relationship of the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, that, you know, when you open and close your mouth, that socket on the side, the one that sometimes snaps and pops or hurts or doesn't feel good. When you close your teeth together, that doesn't fit. One side is gapping, the other side isn't. Well, that's a whole area of interest called neuromuscular dentistry, or something that is lovingly called NMD, since we're all using letters today. NMD, neuromuscular dentistry. Dr. Mike, walk us through that a little bit today. Tell my listening audience what really neuromuscular dentistry is all about. How does that distinguish itself from any other dentistry? Why should somebody be interested in NMD, neuromuscular dentistry?
Sure. Well, first of all, this being a TMJ month, I think it's a good time to talk about neuromuscular dentistry because they're related more than people think or know. There's about a third of the population in this country that suffers from some form of TMJ problems and pain and the headaches and all the things that are associated with that. And basically, neuromuscular dentistry is all about finding the correct physiologic balance between the muscles, your dentition, and your TMJ joint. So it's the three things that function and balance is what gives you that oral health, and usually what loses is the TMJ joint, and when that goes awry is when you end up in a lot of pain.
Well, you know, in my business, we specialize in an area called applied kinesiology, and there's a whole area of study that we call the stomatognathic system. And the stomatognathic system, we have a book actually titled that, and it was written by a guy by the name of Dr. David Walthers, who is no longer with us, but brilliant, brilliant practitioner. But we look at the skull, that, you know, that cranial piece of rock, some people think, and brain and so forth. And there's actually 22 bones that move in harmony and synchrony. And the jaw is part of what we lovingly call the pump handle that moves that mechanism and keeps it in a normal equilibrium. And when that TMJ is off, nothing works. For example, and, you know, I'm going to throw this at you. Go to a dentist, and, you know, it started happening, and I caught it early on. You know, you go to a dentist, and he puts in a cavity. He puts a filling in where there's a cavity. He puts in a crown. He puts in some sort of dental appliance. And most of this stuff is done, and we're going to talk about gravitational effect of this, but if it's not put in at a place where it preserves the integrity of the joint space of the temporomandibular joint, it begins to cause disruption cosmetically because the teeth move, but also neurologically. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, correct. Well, TMJ is basically the most complex joint in your body. It's two joints attached to one bone. And the final stability of that, or the stop, is the actual your teeth, which is for most people are born with 32. But if you had your wisdom teeth taken out, you would have 28. Now, you would have this 28 teeth that has to touch it perfectly in harmony with the health of your joints. And it's the only joint in your body that's has to be that precise. So obviously, if you have a filling done or a crown done or anything that's done and it's not fitting properly anymore, now it will throw away the whole balance of your stomatic system.
Mike, when we talk about this amazing joint mechanism, this matrix of communication, if you will, between one system and the other, the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, and you hear the term TMD, which means temporomandibular dysfunction. It's not working the way you're supposed
Correct.
To, right? So we know that, you know, the cranial plates move for a reason. They move to pump spinal fluid. And in my business, we know that there's a tent, a dura, that covers the brain, goes all the way down, or wraps around the cord, and actually doesn't attach again until it hits the pelvis, the sacrum. And if that mechanism is askewed, then we see all kinds of body disenfranchisation. We see the body begin to break down. We can see scoliosis. We can see back pain. We see leg pain. We see organic dysfunction and so forth because of the aberration that's occurring. So let's get to basics. How do you know when this joint's not working? I send somebody to you and or somebody walks into your office or they're referred to you in from a different way. How do you know that their dental work is not good or they have a problem and, you know, that you're just not making this all up?
Sure. I mean, scientifically, you can actually even prove it now with MRIs and CT scans and things. But having practiced for many years, I can actually now do just visual examination as well as some physical examination and figure out whether their dentition is causing their TMD problems. And most of the times, 90% of the time, it is your dentition or malocclusion that causes this, unless you've had a recent trauma that may have caused a traumatic injury. Most of them are chronic, and it's happened slowly throughout their life because you're constantly chewing on malocclusive teeth that's constantly slowly destroying the disc and the soft tissues around your TMJ joint.
Dr. Mike, when you see a patient, they come into you and you see their teeth have shifted. You know, the central teeth have turned. You know, they look like they're in a V shape. They're rotated. That's a recipe for disaster.
Sure.
Now, is that natural that people do that, or is that because we've got a bad occlusion or bad dentistry?
Well, it's needs to be really picked up at early age. While the dentition are developing, 4, 5, 6 years old, if a child has any type of respiratory problems, maybe some form of allergy to something, and they're not breathing properly through their nasal cavity, and they're become a mouth breather. Now you got all these muscle functions of your tongue and your cheeks that play a role, and they may develop a high palate, a narrow palate. They may develop crowding of their teeth, and all these things will cause malocclusion, which eventually will lead to many times TMD problems.
Let's talk about the diagnostic piece of this. My guest in studio today, Dr. Michael Chung, a specialist in what we call neuromuscular dentistry. We're talking about the relationship of the temporomandibular joint, your jaw joint, if you will, and how it affects your skull, the spinal fluid function, neurological ramifications throughout the body, and so forth. Love to have your phone calls, your questions, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Dr. Michael practices in Oakton, Virginia, and we're going to give you some contact information on him as time goes on. Dr. Michael, talk to us a little bit about, and I know in your area you have graduated from a school, a specialty school after dental school called LVI out in Las Vegas, Las Vegas Institute. But it's caught my attention for years now that they do this amazing diagnostic. It's called a K7. What does yes. K7 show?
Well, you know, K7 is something that was developed through neuromuscular dentistry, and Dr. Bernard Jenkelson, the father of all this, did this back 30 years ago, although the computer was a little archaic back then. They have it pretty well, you know, perfected now, and what it shows is we can actually measure using electromyography what the muscles are doing, which muscles are not firing properly, which muscles are relaxed. And we can also hear noises. You may have clicks or pops or grating noises in your TMJ joint. And we can use sonography to listen to your joints in all different positions of your opening and closing. We can use EMGs as well as magnetic imaging to figure out movements of your jaw, do a bite study. And we can actually figure out an optimum physiologic neuromuscular position for your muscles as well as your joints. And then we could figure out whether your teeth are in malocclusion or whether it is in the correct position. So it is a very complex machine that is unfortunately not taught in formal dental school. And that is why it's important that people seek help from someone who's had postgraduate training, because I would say less than 10% of the doctors in this country, whether it's medical doctors or dentists, including all orthodontists, has any form of TMJ training.
You know, what's interesting to me is you go to a dentist, a traditional dentist, and obviously I grew up, and not to take away from these guys are well-meaning, and as you get into new technology, whether it's in my field or yours or, you know, in other areas of health and medicine and so forth, there's huge numbers of guys that don't get it. They get stuck in the normal. For them, normal is, you know, what they've been taught over and over again. And we go do our continuing education, and continuing education is really designed to bring up to minimal standards. And so here we're dealing with something that is above the cut. We're dealing with something that is intimate and specific and very detailed in its diagnostic capacity, but also detailed in its ability to fix it. One of the things, and because I want to get into the segue in the next section, how much does the TMJ have to do with sleep?
Well, whether there's a big relationship or not, no one seems to know for sure, but what we do know is that many people that have TMD problems seem to suffer with sleep apnea as well to some degree. And obviously everyone knows these days that sleep apnea is something to take very seriously, because it can cut out 10 to 15 years of your life. And usual signs of sleep apnea can be like snoring or waking up middle of the night, sweating or gasping for air, or someone may have told you that you stopped breathing for a little while. There are many signs. You may wake up in the morning and feel very fatigued, like you didn't even sleep. And in conjunction with that, if you know you have some TMJ symptoms, such as clicking or popping or, you know, in your joint or grating noises that you've ignored because it doesn't hurt, it may be a time that you seek some help, because it can really make a difference in your life.
We're going to come back and cover that. We're coming up to a break, and we have to pay special attention to those of you bringing Dr. Tom Rozelle live. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, expert in neuromuscular dentistry. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Absolutely in studio. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject you have in mind. We're talking about temporomandibular joint dysfunction and neuromuscular dentistry. And to help me None other than the best expert I can pull into the studio, Dr. Michael Chung. And Dr. Michael is a graduate of the LVI Institute in Las Vegas, and they specialize in training dentists in postgraduate education on neuromuscular dysfunction. And we're talking about those things that give problems. Dr. Mike has also been very kind, and he is offering to all of Dr. Tom Rozell listeners a courtesy complimentary consultation at his practice. And there's absolutely no charge or obligation. If you'd like to talk to him one-on-one, find out, you know, what you can do to help yourself, he'll make room for you. And all you need to do is call 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. Or go online at softtouchdentalcare.com. And that's with one T, by the way. It's softtouchdentalcare.com, softtouchdentalcare.com. Dr. Michael Chung, complimentary to all of Dr. Tom Rozell's listeners. Take advantage of it. You have, you know, if you got clicking, if you got sore jaw, you got headaches, if you've been told that you got a temporomandibular joint problem, find out what really can be done. This is an opportunity for you to perhaps make a difference in your life. We're here at 888-630-9625. Dr. Mike, we were talking about, we have about 5 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about sleep apnea conditions. And, you know, you hear more and more on the radio and television about, you know, people suffering from the inability to fully oxygenate, the way I like to put it. And, you know, that the risk levels out there, people are saying, you know, I care because I don't want you to die, and, you know, so forth and so on. Walk us through that and how it relates to dental procedures, and are they as effective as putting somebody on a CPAP?
It can be, but it depends on the severity of the sleep apnea. First of all, sleep apnea is caused when there's actual stoppage of breathing and the patient is not getting enough oxygen, and it can happen for many reasons. And for obstructive sleep apnea, which is when the tissues in the back of your throat are too loose and it can actually close off your airway, in those kind of situations, you know, it will start out as snoring, and eventually the patient may actually stop breathing altogether, as up to as long as a whole minute before they start breathing again. And so there are many appliances that can help these patients. And the first choice by medical doctors is usually to put them on CPAP machine, where you're forcing air down to your throat and keeping a positive air. But it is not very comfortable in most cases. And if it's mild to moderate form of sleep apnea, most patients will do better just with an oral appliance, where we actually advance their jaw forward and keep it that way so that the airway stays patent.
Now, you're trying to keep that airway open, and what we're dealing with is a soft tissue structure at the back of the throat called technically the posterior pharyngeal pillars. And if those things become weak, flaccid, non-responsive, then they just kind of lay there. And when they lay there, it puts pressure on the airway and the trachea and so forth. By keeping the jaw forward, you're mechanically forcing the opening to the lungs in a way that it has to breathe. Unfortunately, you know, for some people, even though that answers the question about the why, you know, I look at sleep apnea as this. I have a CPAP. You know, if you have a CPAP unit, here's the situation. If I had a CPAP on all night long, I think I'd probably be sleeping by myself. I'd be in the other room. My wife would take a look at me and said, who is this alien? Plus, you know, I have patients come in, their faces are all marked up. You know, sure. They're constantly bruised, you know, and tissue begins to break down. They get into, and what people don't understand about the CPAP is getting into an abnormal forced respiratory pattern that the body actually adapts to. And the literature is out there. It's kind of interesting. Somebody told me about that several years ago, and I said, oh, come on. You know, and sure enough, you know, neurologically, that's what happens. The body can be trained. And so you lose the capacity to bring air in naturally in all different sorts of situations, because now you have this 6 to 8 hour period, 5 to 8 hour period that you're doing something completely different than using your own musculature, your lungs, the intercostal muscles, the diaphragm, so forth, the neck muscles to breathe with. So this, when you're dealing with, and we're going to come up to a break, when we're dealing with the ability to at least cause the airway to open, it still allows you to do the work, subsequently not retarding your body's capacity to be able to function at a normal level. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the neurology a little bit. I want our patients, you know, to understand, our listeners to understand that there are other ways, and there's a tremendous amount of mechanical interference here as well, but we're talking about one specific aspect of it right now. But we're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, we're talking about temporomandibular joint dysfunction, neuromuscular dentistry. Don't go away. This is a fascinating subject. And give us a call at 888-630-9625. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio. It's cold outside, but that's why you should be on the radio today, listening to me. And make sure that if you get in the car, you just continue listening, because this is an important program. This is one that you're going to learn a whole lot about some things that Fifth Avenue Marketing wants to delude you about and just kind of fix the symptom process and the costs of tons and tons to time and efficiency and effectiveness and sometimes relationship. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. We're talking about neuromuscular dentistry or neuromuscular joint dysfunction. It's one of those topics that affects the body in so many different ways. And, you know, we can only piece together some of it. I mean, the TMJ will affect low back pain, it'll affect headaches, it'll affect arm pain, it'll affect heart regulation and so forth. We're kind of picking this apart. And, you know, Dr. Michael was very, very kind, and he's willing to offer any of Dr. Tom Rozell listeners a complimentary consultation. All you need to do is give him a call. He's in Oakton, Virginia. Soft Touch Dental Care is his office. And give him a call at 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. He's right off Route 66. I mean, he's like simple to get to. It's like a no-brainer at all. So Soft Touch, one T, by the way, SoftTouchDental Care, care.com. Check it out, but give him a call if you have any of these problems that we're talking about. We're talking a little bit about sleep disorders. Dr. Mike, you and I were talking at the break about kids, and the question simply is, you know, we have kids that come into our practice and so forth, and they're snores, and they're not doing well in school, or they're agitated, they're fidgety and so forth. And everybody wants to, you know, kind of throw the gauntlet down and say, well, they're ADD, ADHD, they have learning disabilities and so forth. But it can really be related to what we're talking about. Walk us through that a little bit.
Yes, children these days, many are, especially with all kinds of modified, genetically modified, and all kinds of chemicals in foods and things these days, there are a lot of allergies that kids suffer with, and it has a tremendous effect on their growth, especially their breathing and their airway. If they have any form of allergies that's causing a obstruction in their nose and in their sinuses, then obviously they're not going to be able to breathe properly, and they'll start using their mouth to breathe, which will totally affect the arch development of their palate as well as the development of their teeth, and they'll be crowded and crooked, and all these things can cause actually snoring in children. And absolutely there should be no snoring in children. First, unless these kids are drinking alcohol, there should not be any snoring at all. And if they do, there is a problem, and that should be corrected right away. As always, minimal intervention is the best way. And so I would, if the child is obese in any way, then you would obviously encourage exercise and diet. If it's still happening, then they definitely need some form of intervention. It could be simple as just a palatal expander to help their palate grow properly. But it is very, very important at an early age. It can affect their whole brain development, and it could affect them for the rest of their life.
You know, you and I see these problems from a couple different venues, and here's a situation where if you have, you know, a mechanical dysregulation, a disrelationship, you have a narrowed palate, you have an off-centering of the teeth, you have, and then it gets worse over time. A lot of dental braces are put on children, you know, early ages, and they're not done in a neuromuscular pattern where the TMJ is solid. Subsequently, what happens is you see a continued perpetuation of the symptom process. Same thing with adults. I've had adults who, you know, have had braces, had bridges, have had all kinds of things. And now subsequently, I ask the question, when did it first start? And they end up saying, well, you know, did you have it before this? No, I don't remember having it before this. But now they had this procedure and now they have a problem. Look, this can be diagnosed pretty easily. You know, we look at structural patterns. We look at the 22 bones of the skull. We look at the inside sheath called the dura that it wraps around. But if this primary mechanism is not normal, if you have a child that's snoring, if you have a child that, you know, has these sleep patterns where they're tossing and turning all night long, it simply could be a temporomandibular dysfunction. And this is an opportunity. Get it checked out. Talk to Dr. Mike and see what he can do to make a center, make a difference. It's important that you understand that there's things that you don't have to live with. You know, what better? We talked a few minutes ago, Dr. Mike, about, you know, CPAPs, and that there's so many people, there's such a big push now. And my brain always goes to, well, yeah, who's making out with the CPAP? And, you know, who's the manufacturer? Where are the margins on this thing? And that tells a whole different story. But, you know, shame on me for, you know, questioning people. I just do that, you know, regularly. Nevertheless, when we're dealing with a patient and you're putting an orthotic in their mouth to pull their jaw forward, let me ask you the side event. Is there any problems with that?
You know, you can only gain from that because it is a totally reversible appliance. It's a removable appliance that you would wear. The K7 basically determines exactly the correct position for your mandible and your TMJ joint and the ideal position for your muscle positions. And that handcrafted orthotic is put into your mouth and you wear for a day. And if it doesn't help you, you can always take it out and you're right back to where you were. No invasion of anything. It's totally conservative procedure.
You know, there was a term that I came across a while back, and when I was first aware of the work that you do in neuromuscular dentistry, and it's called putting the TMJ and the vertical dimension of the jaw at a physiological rest. And that means what?
That means that everything is in the correct position. When your dentition comes together, at that point, your joints should be not stressed in any way, both of your TMJ joints. All the muscles that can make your jaw move forwards, left, right, down, up, there's about 10 different muscles, and every one of those should be at a very relaxed state. They should not be stressed or in any kind of contraction to hold your jaw in that posture because it's in the wrong position. So everything physiologically should be at rest, should be very comfortable and relaxed. No stress on any part of the system.
Okay, here's what I want our listeners to do right now as they're sitting here paying attention to the program. I want you to sit up straight. Sit up, whether you're in your car and you're listening to the program, and if you're in the car, by the way, don't be stretched out where your legs are way, way, way out. You got to get closer to that steering wheel and make sure your back's supported. Sit up straight in the chair that you're at and lift your chest, not your shoulders, lift your chest to the ceiling. And as you lift your chest to the ceiling, keep it up there, just start breathing normally, keep your hands relaxed next to you. And I want you to open your mouth and then close it tooth to tooth. And when you do that, it should be a comfortable closure. You shouldn't feel anything high, shouldn't feel anything low. It should feel like hand and glove. If it doesn't, or if you feel soreness anywhere in your jaw or your neck or your shoulders, immediately where you weren't aware of it prior to what I just had you do, you got a problem. You have a TMJ problem. You have a neuromuscular problem. Now, Dr. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, years ago, and we can roll the clock back 30 years or so, TMJ problems, there were so many guys out there that wanted to go in and do surgery on the TMJ and remove that disc. Here's the thing. 80%, 75 to 80% of the people on autopsy after, you know, cadavers, have bad placed TMJ or bad placed discs within the TMJ. Now, a lot of that has to do with what we're talking about. Most of it has to do with what we're talking about. So let's flip it around. Is surgical intervention necessary, or is it something that should be considered only rarely under, and what are the circumstances?
I would say 99.9% of the time these days, we do not have to do surgery anymore. It's just not effective enough. There's too many fail cases, too many patients get worse, so it should only be resorted as the last choice after all else fails. And, you know, nowadays, especially in my practice, we probably have 99% success rate. Maybe 1% would have to do surgery. I mean, that is, and that would be at the absolute, absolute worst case scenario.
And there was, you know, years ago when I first came into the Washington area, this goes back to 1985, and I won't mention names. There was a dentist, a group of dentists around that anybody that came in with any kind of TMJ dysfunction, it was immediate surgical procedure. And what we saw is there were so many people that were truly messed up after that. And because now you have an aberration, now you have a spacing problem, now you have to do other things anyway to make a difference. And this would go on sometimes with these poor people for years and years and years. The mechanical dimension of that temporomandibular joint, that stomatic nathic system that we've talked about today, is so intimate in how the body functions. It's so intimate in our athletes. I know that you, like I, see a lot of professional athletes, and you make special orthotics for them. And in doing so, you have, in fact, increased their, not only their physiological function, but their strength.
Absolutely.
So talk us, people said, well, really, you deal with the NFL? You deal with basketball
players? Sure. I mean, obviously for, many reasons, we can't name specific names, but we have NFL players that wear these special optimized bite guards, and that are able to recruit ideal muscles to their maximum potential. And Dr. Rozelle, you know better than me, you're being a kinesiologist, how it would affect the whole skeletal system and all the muscular system down the whole spinal column. It starts at the TMJ.
Well, right? If the TMJ isn't working, they have no power in their legs. They have no power in their hips and their buttocks. It kind of breaks down almost immediately. And the beauty of this thing is it's huge. You put somebody in with a proper temporomandibular joint orthotic, and all of a sudden their strength almost overnight will increase 10-12%. It's across the board. It's amazing what takes place with some of these people. There was an NFL lineman that I have treated for a lot of years, and what I was watching with him is that he couldn't move to the right. He would get trap blocked to that right side all the time, and he was playing left to center. And, when I watch the games and the guys that I play, I watch I watch their movement. I rarely watch the game anymore. I'm watching their mechanics. I'm watching what they do. I'm watching their jaws. I'm watching how they function. And here's this guy, and I would tease him. I said, listen, what's going on with you? So we fixed it. We got an orthotic in his mouth, and all of a sudden everything started moving like a top. Everything started moving in synchrony. Years ago, I think I told you the story. There was, when the woman's, the LPGA used to come to, DC. A classmate of mine many years ago started out LPGA tour, but she didn't have the emotional thing, but she was a great coach, started working with these women. And she brought this one, lady in to see me, and she said every time she swings, she slices. And no matter what we do, we can't get this thing fixed, and she's going to be non-competitive pretty quickly. And so I checked her, and on the table, I couldn't figure out what she was doing. I asked her, can I come to the studio, or can I come to the golf course? Can I watch you there? And she said, sure, no problem. So I watched, and literally within 5 or 6 strokes, I saw it. And what she was doing is every time that she would approach the ball in a driver and hit it, she would clench her teeth. And as soon as she clenched her teeth, she would slice. And I said, wow, okay. So I got a tea. I just took a tea out of her bag. I put it in her mouth, and I said, don't bite it. Keep it in your lips. Do not concentrate on not biting the tea. And she did, and every shot, as long as she did that, was straight, and it was long, and it was solid, and it was about that. And those were the days before I knew you. And so we sent her, but I was aware of the mechanics of that. So we sent her out. We got an orthotic that she wore forever, and she competed well for another 10 years before, you know, she was, you know, many more better players out there, if you will, right? So, but those are the things that you see every day, and that's why this is so important. This is a critical piece of health that most people forget about. And you go to if you don't go see somebody like me, if you don't see somebody like yourself, it's missed, and it's missed the majority of times, and it's unbelievable. Let's talk a little bit about this children again, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. We got a couple minutes before we have to take a break. Kids have, you know, we put them in braces and so forth. Why should a neuromuscular dentist be the one who should be evaluating braces?
Well, I see too many kids nowadays that develop TMJ problems after they've been in through braces. Unfortunately, orthodontists do a great job of straightening children's teeth and making their smile look beautiful. But as you mentioned earlier, if physiologically it's not in balance, if the vertical dimension, the TMJ positioning, the muscular relaxation, all those things are not in the right place, eventually either the dentition will break down or the TMD will break down, and sometimes both. And we see too many patients that need to go back into braces again after doing the K7 measurements, finding out that they're usually in a very retruded jaw position and overclosed position. So we usually have to open them back up and bring their jaw more forward. And it takes a lot more time to do orthodontics that way. So I don't know if that's the reason why, but most patients that are overclosed or retruded have these TMJ problems.
You know, it's amazing. I have educated my patients to make sure that if they're going to have dental braces or an orthotic or anything like that put in, I want to see them before they go in, and I want to see them after they have the procedure. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. We're coming up to our final break, and we have some more important things to tell you. So don't go away. We'll be right back after these important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We've been in studio at 888-630-9625. If you'd like to find me when I'm not here, it's really easy. Go to drtomrozell.com. That's drtomrozelle.com. Send me a note. Promise we'll get back to you. If you'd like to speak to one of the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing and get some one-on-one information, it's real simple. Call 703-698-7117 or go to rozellcare.com, and they'll get back to you and talk to you about anything that you need to have an answer about. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. We've been talking about neuromuscular dysfunction and neuromuscular disorder and all the ramifications. And Dr. Michael has been very kind and very generous, and to offer all of Dr. Tom Rozell listeners complimentary consultation. If you'd like to find out more specifically about your problem, all you need to call 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. SoftTouchDentalCare.com. Check it out. Give them a call. Find out if there's anything that can be done to help you get out of sleep apneic CPAPs. Find out if there's anything you can do to stop the snoring, get your brain back. Children, across the board, this is something. Listen, I want you to know that I do not promote people unless I trust them. And I trusted Dr. Mike with my wife's mouth, and he did extensive work with her. I trust him with my dental care, and you know, I can't say anything more than that. Let's go to the phones. Linda, thank you for calling. Appreciate your phone call.
Hi, Dr. Rozell. I'm calling regarding my brother. He does suffer from sleep apnea for many years and has surgery twice. And then about 2 months ago, he was bit by a spider, and he developed encephalitis and was put on antibiotics and made him feel better for maybe like 3 or 4 weeks, and then he's just been suffering with headaches, fatigue, confusion, and he's been diagnosed now with myalgic encephalomyelitis. And I was wondering if your center, or if you have any advice, or where do you go for treatment for this? This has just been
He's got himself into a real mess, and the problem is that the neurotoxin from the spider is still within the body. Do you know if he got bit by a recluse spider, or what type of spider did he get chewed on by?
I don't think that was identified. He just knew he was bit by a spider, and then probably within a week, he started encephalitis.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can be done. He's gone the medical route at this point, so the toxin's got to be identified. Also, because of the medication that he's on, those also have side effects, particularly if they are affecting the intestinal system. That's 75 to 80% of the immune function of the body. So you have to find out, what's there, desensitize, pull it out. There's ways of doing that between acupuncture, between nutritional protocols and so forth. Success could be very significant. So, Linda, I'd love to help in any way that I can. If you'd like to call, or if you'd like to talk to me privately, send me a note through drtomrozell.com, and what I'll do is I'll call you, and I can tell you specifically, what steps I would take if somebody in my family was in that particular situation. Appreciate the phone call, Linda. Get a hold of me, and let's talk about it further. But the short answer is yes, I think much more can be done. Dr. Mike, we're coming up to the end of the program, and we've touched a lot of different areas when it comes to temporomandibular joint and so forth. And, I'm very appreciative of your expertise. I'm very appreciative of your skill set. You're extraordinarily detailed. You're an amazing practitioner. About 30 seconds or so, actually a minute. Let's talk a little bit about the evaluation process. Got about 30 seconds, buddy.
Sure. The evaluation process would normally be just lots of question and answers in the beginning to figure out what types of signs and symptoms the patient may have. But if we need to, we can take a CT scan right in the office. We can see a lot of the bony structures that way. Not often, but sometimes we have to send you out for an MRI, resonance imaging, and then to actually figure out the treatment for that, we use the computer system, the K7 that we talked about earlier, that can actually measure everything from your muscles to joints to the movements of your jaw, and it is extremely, extremely precise. So those are the ways that the armamentarium that we have to treat the TMJ at this point.
Dr. Mike, real quick, I'm aware that to fix the TMJ, some people don't have enough dentitia. They don't have enough structure left. And does that preclude their being able to be treated properly?
No. There's ways we can help pretty much every patient, even totally edentulous patient.
That's amazing to me. I mean, we have so many people out there that have had a very poor dental hygiene over a period of many years, that they've lost their teeth have rotted, they've had root canals that, in my opinion, sometimes shouldn't have been done, but we can cover that in another program. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, and Dr. Michael Chung has been my guest today, and give him a call, 703-319-6990. See you next week. Bye.